Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Nagaland Foothill Road Coordination Committee, NFHRCC, has appealed to the state government for a tripartite agreement among the concerned department, contractor and the committee in the proposed two-lane Foothill Road project. In a resolution, the committee said the Nagaland Foothill Road being an extraordinary project, the landowners parted their land without any penny of compensation, while Naga political groups fully understood not to levy any form of taxations. The committee said a tripartite agreement should be entered among the concerned department, contractor and the committee in order to maintain transparency and workmanship of the project. The committee resolved not to politicize the project in any manner whatsoever, pointing out that the entire Foothill Road stretches from Dizit to Kelma, and the road condition along Kelma sector continued to be in pathetic condition. The committee also appealed to the government to provide an additional fund to the Kelma sector. The committee further resolved to give connectivity road to Rengmabani with the view to bring even development within its family. Therefore, an additional fund must be provided to capture the missing link, it said. The committee also made it clear that there would be no land compensation and no taxation from any corner with regard to Foothill Road construction. It reiterated on the earlier agreement signed on 7th April 2014 with Nagaland Contractors and Suppliers Union to the effect that NCSU will support the Foothill Road deal completion. In addition, the committee said, being an extraordinary project, the selection of contractors, tendering process should be done extraordinarily, or in other words, extraordinary yardstick should be applied while exercising selection of contractors or tendering process with the sole intention to safeguard the historic project from the clutches of any unwanted elements. The Election Commission has changed the date of counting of votes for Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim assembly polls to 2nd June instead of 4th June. EC said in a statement that there will be no change in respect of the schedule for the parliamentary constituencies of Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim. Election Commission had announced the poll schedule for assembly polls in Sikkim, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and Arunachal Pradesh along with a schedule for general elections on Saturday. The 32-member Sikkim Assembly and 60-member Arunachal Pradesh Assembly will go to polls in a single phase, along with the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections on 19 April. The election for the 175-member Andhra Pradesh Assembly will be conducted in a single phase on 13 May, and polling for the 147-member Odisha Assembly will be held in four phases on 13th, 20th, 25th May and 1st June, along with the Lok Sabha polls. The National Testing Agency, NTA, will conduct CUET, UG, between the 15th to 31st of May, as announced earlier. In this period, two dates overlap with the general election dates on the 20th and 25th of May. UGC Chairperson M. Jagadesh Kumar said in a social media post that after the last date for filling out applications on 26th March, the number of students registered for CUET-UG and their geographical distribution will be known. He said that based on this data and the election dates, NTA will announce the date sheet for CUET-UG between the 15th and 31st of May. Assam Rifles organized a day with company commander for local school students along with the teaching staff of PEG to experience the various facets of the Friends of the Hill people. Students of Government Higher Secondary School and Christian Mission Higher Secondary School attended the event at PEG yesterday. During the event, the students were briefed about the functioning of the Assam Rifles. Competitions such as football, volleyball, tug-of-war and singing were also organized. Adventure and fun activities like rock climbing and slithering, negotiating the obstacle course, archery and bamboo walk were the highlights of the event. The Assam Rifles said such program instills a spirit of patriotism and motivated students in harnessing their energy towards positive mind. The program paved the way for strengthening the bond and harmony between security forces and the local people. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.